Hey, everybody. I am a two-hour-long movie in one room trapped at the bottom of a blood ocean.
Oh, okay. I'm still in mourning. It's been 2 months since John Cena retired, and I haven't gotten over it.
I'm a giant snake in the Amazon.
It's not a euphemism.
Welcome you don't back. Know that.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet. 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody, to the official space section of the charter.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Sir, you're out of order.
Welcome back to The Real Debaters, listener, where every frame is a point of contention.
Amazon is what we call the studio.
We're deep in the Amazon. I'm being leg wrestled by Emily right now. Yeah. She's actually an Amazonian woman, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's my dream.
I could see you in Wonder Woman.
I'm so short, and I just all I want is to be tall and scary. And I just, if I could be an Amazon, in my next life, please.
Can you reincarnate me as a woman of the Thesseria? Is that what they called it in Wonder Woman?
Yeah, or whatever it is. I just want to be tall, and I want to be the kind of person who, like, a woman who inspires other people to, like, follow me into battle. You know, just, like, just massive and, like, impressive.
Yeah, because right now it's like following Tyrion from Game of Thrones.
Exactly.
admirable.
Admirable, but
you can't follow me because you can't see me.
Yeah.
Where did our flag bearer go?
You have to put like a helium balloon, like tie it to me or whatever, and you just like follow the balloon.
Or like a baby monitor that we can keep in touch. Like, oh, she's out of range. We can't find her later. Anyways, yeah, welcome back to the show, listener. This week on the show, it's all about being fast. It's all about being furious. It's all about 1, 2, 3 on the count of three. Family.
Fast and Furious Family?
We didn't practice that. That's okay.
We didn't.
Jimmy came up with a lovely idea. Fast Forever was announced like, 2 weeks ago or something like that?
Well, you know, it doesn't matter. They're announcing a new one every couple of years.
The 847th movie in the franchise?
Where are we going? We've been
to
space.
It just doesn't matter.
Like, where
Oh my God, so good.
I know where we're going. My idea today is we're blending genres. Oh. We're blending.
Going from DVD players to space.
You know, like, as
remarkable
as God. Much as
they skip Blu-rays.
I know. I remember I was telling Dan about my idea today, and I was like, and I feel like he'd be down to steal DVD players. That's literally like,
that's half the battle.
Yeah.
One battle after another with those DVD players. Yeah, no, as much as this series takes shit all the time for its,
rightfully so,
you know, inability to stay in the world of reality, I like it.
I like it too.
It was on before we came down. The most recent one was on. I just saw Dom race in Cuba.
Which one was it?
It was the one where he ripped off the fenders and made the car faster with a tab from a Coke can to make a turbo.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be believable. It has to be fun. And they are fun. They're so much fun. Fast cars. Who doesn't love fast cars?
We all like Godzilla.
I love Tracy Chapman.
Well played, sir. But we all believe in Godzilla versus Kong. Why can't we believe in stupidity in cars? Right?
I do believe in it. I believe in like the complete lack of physics that happens in like every single movie. It's just so great.
In ludicrous acting.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. It's awesome.
Do you think these movies could have gone as far if they just kept up with the street racing?
And that was like the main target of the show.
Yeah.
No.
Like, when did it turn then? Was it 5 when they went to Brazil? And
I think when did it become superheroes?
Yes.
When The Rock showed up, I think is the turn.
Was that 5?
Five, I think.
Because that's when they go to Brazil and they're dragging that safe down the road.
That's so fun.
And they got a tank. I think that was 5.
I don't know. Dan and I did the submarine. Oh my God. Dan and I did a Fast and Furious like
marathon
one time at the cabin. And we just like, it was a rainy weekend and we were like, we're going to watch all of them. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
That's so much Dom.
It was, yeah, and he's such a bad actor. Sorry, Vin Diesel. I mean, I don't know. He is what he is, I guess.
I have my own Chasing Amy going on for Liddy. I fucking love her.
Oh, yeah.
She's, oh my God.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons.
I like Michelle Rodriguez.
Avatar.
I had a picture of Michelle Rodriguez from like a teen magazine in my bedroom as a teenager. And it was like talking to all these people about what their favorite body part was. And Michelle Rodriguez was like, my favorite body part is my brain. And I was like, preach, girl.
She-ra.
And I'm like, 12 or whatever.
The influence Teen Vogue needed.
And I was like, that's right, my brain is the most beautiful thing about me.
That may be the thing that pointed you in the right direction.
Oh my God, I've been
and
in
Michelle's
the,
arms.
I've
Look
been
at my brain cleaver.
Her arms. I know, like, you can't tell me your brain is your favorite thing about
when
your body
arms
when your arms look
huge.
Like that.
Yeah.
Come on.
And you could bench press me, Jimmy, and Emily all in one.
And I want you to. Michelle Rodriguez, bench press me.
I would shave her armpit.
That's Valentine's Day.
That's Valentine's Day, yeah.
It is. So
happy Valentine's Day to me.
Inspired by...
It's also Valentine's Day today.
It is Valentine's Day today. I was trying to avoid it as much as possible.
Oh, to date the episode?
You can't tell because I'm wearing a heart headband on camera, so it's obvious.
That could just mean that you were just trying to look cute. It really
is. Not like I have to try that.
It's Valentine's
hard.
Day, Mike.
See, look, submarine right on the monitor, right?
Oh,
there it
yeah.
is. Racing up the ice. But yeah, Jimmy thought of this because of the release.
Yeah, we're doing another Creata, and you're going to create your own Fast and Furious character. You can include who plays them. You can include how they fit into the story, what movie they came in at, what influence they have over the story, that kind of thing.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fast.
It is.
It's going to be full of family, and it's going to be furious. But before we get to it, there's a thing we're doing that kind of ties into St. Patrick's Day. What is it, guys?
We're doing trivia at
trivia
the
blast!
Handsome Daughter
we're
once
drinking.
Again. That's
we
right.
We are drinking, too.
Ties into St. Patrick's Day.
I kind of think this one should be done under some sort of heavy influence because it is St. Patrick's Day, and it's always sunny in Philadelphia. It would be weird to not have a buzz on.
Charles will be sober.
Charles in charge.
Yeah.
Do all three
this
of us?
This is a Charles in charge.
Wait a minute. Do all three of us get fucking plastered and make Charles put up with it?
I mean, yeah. I think that sounds
are
good.
Are we the gang?
He might have a rough crowd to deal with. Like, I thought Gilmore Girls was rowdy, and they were.
Emily, what was that first question like?
You know what? I think it was perfect. I'm glad that I had a question in there that, like, right away people, it was, like, so obviously, like, a problem. Because we always said, like, reach out, say something, right? If it's wrong,
and
they were all able to jump on it right away, and that was really, really good.
So honest.
I was super glad about that. Did I do it on purpose? I guess we'll never know.
I backed my chair
no way to prove
a
it.
Couple inches because I was like, they came to play.
But it was great because everyone was like, that was the best way to get everybody engaged right away, and there was like it was very engaging after that. And there was a couple that they managed to convince me of. There weren't a ton.
There you was, were, you
the thing
fair.
Is that they're allowed to try.
Yeah, there was like maybe one or two questions that like the answer was. There was one that was just straight up wrong.
Yeah.
And then there was.
We always have at least one or two of those.
And then there was one that like I was like, okay, you can all have a point for it because like I could be convinced of this.
Right. And that's
you
the whole
point.
You
did that in real time. I was like, you can come back to that later.
Nah.
But you were like, no, no, no. You went online. You were like, okay, if these people are coming to play.
Let's settle it.
So what I'm saying is that our trivia nights, if you haven't been to one, sorry, vape's getting in the way. If you haven't been to one of these, we're interactive. We're fun. We like to encourage crowd chance, calling us out if we're wrong, correcting us if we're wrong, and then getting a point out of it. So March 17th at the Handsome Daughter, it's four rounds of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia trivia. Charles has got some interactive shit, too.
Yep.
Couldn't be here today, but
it's going to be like the Lion King musical. He's going to go into the crowd. He's going to dance around.
He's going to Hakuna Matata all of
that's
you.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, Charles isn't here because it's Valentine's Day. He's apparently the only
one
of
with
the
plans.
Right? I was told not to make plans, so like that's my thing.
The nerdgasm is the only one with plans.
Of course he is.
God
with a name
it.
Like that.
Why do I feel, though, it's Claudia who's like, here's our plans, and Charles is like, I love you, wife. Let's go. I don't think he made the plans, but I love everybody. Yeah, so it's his night. He's in charge. It's going to be fun. There's a coloring contest because we like art, right? Coloring is a great way to like kill time.
We've got special prizes again, too.
We had stickers last time.
The stickers were a massive hit.
The stickers were a hit, and the coloring, actually, the Gilmore Girls coloring, people were really into that. I think that was the most coloring pages we've ever had back.
At least to vote on, for sure.
I got a shout out to Etsy for this. I've now just started to buy a coloring book from a series because you can find adult ones instead of like the normal ones.
Nice.
So they're a little like, you know, they're a little more racy, right? Ew. They're a little more fun. They're a little more sexy. So, and then we also have a cosplay challenge because who doesn't love dressing up?
You get the Watchmen coloring book and you're just drawing big
blue
dogs.
Dick. Yeah,
that's right.
We should do Watchmen trivia for that alone.
All the blue crayons are missing.
Yeah. You have to pick a new color for
and
the
no
paper.
One submitted theirs.
They're all staring at
they're
it.
They're all happy and excited.
They all
take
took
them
it home.
Home.
It's going on my fridge. $15 a ticket on sale right now. Link in the show notes. Eventbrite, worldofdebaters.ca. Link in our bio on our socials.
They'll start going quick as we get closer to the day, so it's better to get them now.
Yeah, and we're rush seating, so show up early. You can check in at 6:45.
Then you get to pick.
Then you get to pick where you sit. 7 o'clock.
You can get some food.
We celebrate team names. There's great food at Little at Handsome
That
Daughter.
Was great about the Gilmore Girls audience. We saw a lot of people that we wouldn't normally see at the Handsome Daughter, and they got food and drinks and had a wonderful time.
And there were some really good team names. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. For those of you who are Gilmore Girls fans, my favorite, I think, was it was the ones that had the Yale Daily Nudes.
Yeah. I like really Luke's with apostrophe
that.
S.
There were many dressed as Luke as well.
Yeah, lots of Luke's.
A lot of cosplay for this one,
I
too.
I liked the person who was dressed up as Lorelai on her first day of Chilton when she
that
had to drop
great.
Off Rory when she couldn't find her clothes, and so she was wearing like the shorts and the t-shirt with the blazer over top.
Oh, that's what that was. I just thought someone was like, hey, it's nice enough outside to wear these clothes.
It looked like a 2000s outfit.
It was like totally Lorelai not being able to, she didn't do her laundry, and so she didn't have anything to wear. So she was trying to like, and then she got called in. And she had to go inside looking like that.
Oh
like,
my God.
Yeah. And so a very Lorelai thing to happen.
We want you to dress up as your favorite It's Always Sunny character. There's going to be themed cocktails.
You might get a prize.
Too. Might get a prize. There's three prizes up for grabs: trivia, coloring, and cosplay. And I think we might have Fight Milk. I'm not sure. I don't know what goes on.
We'll be submitting
Fight
a couple of cocktails and seeing what the bar wants to do. And
Fight Milk might be a green white Russian.
Ew.
Because it's the only milky cocktail I can think of besides a Paralyzer.
No, that's true.
Paralyzer with Coke.
A Paralyzer on special.
A grasshopper.
There you go. A creme de menthe.
What is this, Leopold's?
All green. It's Fight Milk is only green, like liqueurs. That's what Fight Milk is. By the end of the night, you better be puking.
This sounds horrible.
There's like 50 tickets up for grabs, guys. This is real limited. This is real intimate. We have a good time. If you've been to one, you know. Tell your friends. Try us out if It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. There's three reasons to come to this if you don't want to play
You've been
trivia.
Watching the show for fucking years. Why not put it to the test?
Yeah, show the rest of the people in town, all you D-gens out there that you know better than anybody else how bad Danny DeVito's character can be.
That's right.
I've started to watch it again to get into it.
It's a great show.
I haven't watched it in a while. I think I'm going to not so that I can really suck at the trivia.
Are one of us playing along this time?
I can play along.
You're Hell
play
yeah. Along?
Okay. All right. It'll be fun. Buy your tickets. It's a good time. Also, check our blog on our website after this. We're doing a fundraiser. You'll hear about it later in the
show. Putting the fun in fundraiser.
But we put the fun in fundraiser. It's for good cause. It's for the Rossdale Ukrainian Dance pre-senior and senior dance troupe.
The Ruds.
We're going to send them off to Europe. That's what we're raising funds for, so that they can dance in front of the world and show their coffee grinders and their...
Yeah.
Whatever they call those moves. Did any of you guys Ukrainian dance?
No.
I did.
I've been to the Ukrainian pavilion.
Okay. All right. Hey. Close enough. Enough about reality. Let's step off this mortal coil. Jimmy. What'd you watch? Are we going to talk about it? Are we going to talk about it for a minute? We don't have to talk about it at all. We can talk about a little bit of it. This is how we both felt coming out of it.
I just feel like...
We'll be nice.
Emily, have you ever watched a movie in theaters that... Maybe you just did not like, and you went in with no expectations for it, so it doesn't really matter that you didn't like it. And then you get home, and it seems like everybody else has the exact opposite opinion.
Oh, no, I'm usually the other way. I'm usually the person who likes movies when other people don't.
And when everybody else hates it. So you get that feeling in a sense.
Yeah.
Me and Mike went to go see Iron Lung, and this whole, you know, independent film made by a YouTuber... You know, we didn't have any expectations. I don't know anything. It's based on a game. We didn't really know anything.
I knew
we went in
zip.
Knowing zero.
I went in hearing $3 million movie has made $20 million in a week. What is this?
We heard cool independent horror movie.
I actually have heard only good things about it online. So I know what you're saying. I think where you're setting up here.
And we're going to be kind. We agreed we were going to be kind because none of us in this room can make a film, but we can critique one.
I think so. You know, the first 20 minutes of this movie, I think Mike and I had the same idea where we're like, okay, this is going to pick up. This is going to become something. Like, we got to give this a chance. I'm not going to write this off this early. And then nothing happened. And then nothing happens. The whole fucking movie. We're sitting there and nothing happens. It's just different angles of moody shots. And it's like, I know you're a first-time filmmaker, but nothing happens.
Like, there's no storyline at all?
I'm sure there is. There is. The Cole's notes is, it's the future. Something.
An apocalypse has happened.
It's called the... Silent Rapture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
And like the world and planets are engulfed in a blood ocean. And
ew.
They go to the bottom of the ocean to try to see what happened on the planet. And they have an X-ray camera because that's the only thing that
can see
blood.
Yeah.
So you get this really cool gimmick where every time he pushes a button, you get to see
the flash of this camera.
Okay.
So it's really neat. And you're in one room the entire film. You don't.
You're in the lung.
You're in the lung. You don't leave the lung the entire time.
All of it is the premise of it all, and there's little things like the Flash that make us think, oh, okay, this is really
going
fun.
Somewhere.
And he's got a lot of great ideas. I don't know how many of them came from the game, but it's interesting enough to keep us in it for those first few minutes.
And the way the story works is the people on the outside have sent him down because he's screwed up in a way.
He's a prisoner.
He's a prisoner, essentially. It's very 12 Monkeys.
Okay.
Right, where they take Bruce Willis is done wrong, and they're like, if you go back in time,
we'll definitely let you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be free. Don't worry.
We promise.
Yeah, exactly.
The canary in the coal mine always wins.
Yeah.
So that happens. So there's exchange between about four other characters, but it's only through an intercom.
Okay.
And you only see one of these characters when he comes up once because a problem happens. So it's confined 95% to the Iron Lung. And to tag to me, yes, moody, long, artistic shots.
The shots tend to linger.
They really do. And the dialogue does, too. And he says, fuck me, about 42 times.
Like I mean, if it's his favorite phrase.
Yeah.
I get it. But,
okay.
We found out in the credits why this went the way it went. Me and Jimmy have a theory, aside from tearing it down and moving on to other things, I think. When you see the credits, you see, and I'll, this maybe we'll pick up on, you'll pick up on it, too. Written, directed, starring, produced, and the big one, edited by.
Okay, yeah. So it's all one. It's all one guy. He's got no other.
I mean, and he's got somewhat of a budget for this thing,
he's
like
$3 million.
So that's you can hire.
And it doesn't look bad.
No,
it doesn't.
Okay, so why do people like it?
I think people really love the games, and I think possibly the internet's being over flooded with fans of his that would like anything that he made.
I had a theory too, that in a world of true independent film pretty much being outlawed because it's not tentpole or IP.
Doesn't make money, yeah.
It's a fresh daisy. So you're gonna, like, people who are yearning for original stories might be a lot more kind.
Except it's not an original story because it's based on a video game.
Right.
I think it's based on a game that's not that big.
Okay.
Like, if this game was really big, it might be an independent game, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Which would make a lot of sense. But it's not like
a... It's a passion project. He liked playing the game. He used to play it on his stream, and he created it into a movie because he really loved
Steam?
It. It's a passion
Was it
project.
Steam or stream?
I don't know.
I bet you it's a Steam Deck game.
So he created it into a movie, but it did well.
Oh.
No, it made a lot of money.
It did stupid well. It is the definition of what happens when an original idea in a fucking ocean, a blood ocean of
zero marketing dollars too.
Nothing to
he
it.
Put nothing into marketing. It was just word of mouth, and it succeeded. So me and Mike went home, and after seeing the reviews, I think I'm just stupid and crazy.
Yeah, we don't know anything about movies is what we were
I guess so believe. Like I'm just like, fuck me, man.
8 years of talking shit out in a room with shared opinions means we're wrong in the world. And like, even someone was like, don't listen to this guy when I commented on it. Because, like, my review is pretty scathing.
Yeah,
like,
I know. I saw your review on Letterboxd.
If you want to see how I really feel, because you can go read it, and no one's going to read me. So
it was just frustrating. My issue is that I felt like, even without knowing too much about what was going to happen and what we were getting into, I heard independent horror movie. And
right
I thought, well, this is going to be fucking at least a spectacle to see.
And I even said,
and we,
like,
never get there.
No, we don't. You get close to the creatures that might be the problem. You get close to the politics that might have caused it. You get close to the backstory of why they're there. And then it turns itself on its head, and then blood becomes the lead character. Blood is almost the antagonist, like literally blood. The blood that's on the planet basically ate away at all living life on the planet is
or
my
did
assumption.
It.
Or did it. And when it gets inside the Iron Lung because he's been down there too long, it starts to eat away at him. And that's when the horror kicks in, but not after an hour and 40-some-odd minutes.
You're supposed to feel claustrophobic, but that feeling goes away after about 40 minutes in the movie.
It does.
Okay, I see what you mean. So just the pacing. Like, maybe it could have been a good... It could have been
short
good.
Film.
Shorter. Yeah. Short, 90 minutes
just
on the
Just a short
nose,
film.
In and out. You could have done it. I just think someone who... I think, like, how I think, if we're going to be critical here, I think that I didn't know what I was doing when we started this, so there's versions of this thing that
are
less than. So I think it's the first time a guy gets a budget, first out, right? Like, it's not going to be perfect, but at the same time, it was him who had a lot of control of how this was going to end, and he couldn't kill his darlings.
All right.
Out of 5, I think I gave it 2.
I hate your out of five system.
I know you do. You want my tens.
So Superman was a 3 and this was a 2.
I think your review was a 1.
I hate your out of five system.
What's your out of 10?
Probably a 3. Maybe a 4.
Okay, for 2026, I will adopt the out of 10.
All right.
The 5 for me is a lot. Like, it does screw with what you're saying because I would have to give this a 1 then. But I also am kind in the fact that the cinematography was really cool.
There are redeemable things about it that are super nice and cool.
Yeah.
And
we just kept looking at each other, and then we kept leaning into our seats more, and I was like, oh, this is not going where...
Have you considered you maybe just weren't high enough?
That was definitely not the problem.
Okay. Yeah, no, we took care of that. That was solved long before.
Trust me.
Yeah. So
I don't think there was anything we could have done to fix it. I wish we saw Send Help instead. We saw the 10:50 showing of Send Help. On a Tuesday.
And I was like, you said you want to see it with Zoe, and I wasn't going to be the guy who was like, see it with me, man, not your girlfriend.
Come on.
What did you watch that made you happy?
Wrestling.
There we go. Okay.
Wrestling and the Olympics, Mike.
Yeah. We watched the Olympics on Thursday.
It's bringing me joy. I don't know. The Olympics are so fun, and just seeing other countries celebrate and, you know, beating the States feels pretty good.
What have you been enjoying about the... We'll take a break and just do Olympics for a second here.
Ooh. So I put on...
What's your sport?
I watched on CBC Gym.
Yeah, we do too. It's so good, isn't it?
Hyped to CBC Gym.
Yeah, yeah. What up, CBC Gym? Pick us up. My favorite thing is figure skating. I am obsessed.
Agreed.
It's a really good year for it, too.
Yeah, and so
backflips.
Mm-hmm. I've always loved figure skating, and actually backflips have been around for a long time. There was a black woman figure skater who did a backflip, and
it became outlawed?
And it was almost banned, and people were like, oh,
this is
a sideshow, not like... This isn't like some sort of sideshow, like whatever. It's figure skating.
And then
the American man does it, and they're like, "Brilliant, amazing, never before seen." Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
I just thought it was banned, and when he did it, I was like, "Those won't be points."
It was at one point, yeah, banned. But yeah, so I really love figure skating. I like watching curling. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, it's actually really enjoyable.
Hey, fuck you, buddy. Did you see that? Did you see that?
Yeah. And he's like, I didn't touch it. I was really enjoying watching doubles curling. I didn't know that that was a thing. And
there's curling and then two people curl together
instead of a team of four.
Yeah, instead of a team of four, it's a team of two.
Oh wow! So
they do mixed doubles and doubles. Yeah. Then.
And it was just really quick.
And the skip rotates each time.
The skip, yeah. And it's just really, really fast paced. It was really fun.
Because
really
it's got to be. And you're fucking tired.
And you put rocks. At the start of the end. I don't know the specific rules, but it was very cool.
Oh, you set up obstacles before.
Yeah, so some way, like on the line somewhere. I don't know. It was really cool. I really enjoyed it.
The hog and the hack, ladies and gentlemen. Those are two lines.
I really thought that was fun. So, but yeah, figure skating for sure is my favorite. I like ice dance. I enjoyed watching ice dance, but I really...
Ice dance doesn't get my jam.
But I really love figure skating. I love the jumps. And so I love men's figure skating. I love women's. I love pairs.
Did you see that couple from the pairs from like the one with the very... big woman. She was very tall.
Oh, super tall. That's France, is it?
I thought it was Lithuania or Latvia, maybe.
Yeah.
That couple was doing exactly what a little woman, big man does on the same level. And like when you watch that man come off after, like the two of them were panting. It's crazy to see athletes of that size do those tricks because you're so trained to think, okay, we want the smallest person to throw and the biggest person to throw that person. But then when you're like, no, we're going to take two, it's like the Iron Lotus.
It's like
Will Ferrell. And
it's just so great.
It's so insane to watch.
What I want more than anything is like doubles men's figure skating.
I think it'd be so good.
I want the strongest,
think of the throws.
Biggest people. Yeah, just absolutely throwing you as far as you can.
Now?
Yeah, doing like five turn jumps. Yes, that's what I want. I want the limits of like the human spinning capabilities.
We all saw Vaughn bite it, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Jeez.
And she was wailing. I'm surprised they left the sound on. Like, they could have just had the commentary in the booth.
It's live, right?
But, like, yeah, it's live. And then we all found out how a skier gets taken off a mountain. She found out twice in a week, sadly.
No kidding.
But, like, it's so insane. You're, like, you're in a little basket, and you're not pulled in. You're just
like
off the helicopter. Yeah. With the paramedic being like, don't worry, I got you.
Like an injured picnic basket.
100%.
Just on a string.
Well, remember the other night we were watching the luge relay?
Yeah.
So
we were watching doubles luge.
Luge is crazy, but not as crazy as skeleton. Why would you go? Why would you ever go head first?
Yeah. Why would you want that?
So I have done bobsledding. Oh. I went bobsledding in Whistler.
There's a track.
Yeah, there's like the Canadian, like the training, like Team Canada training thing. In
oh, cool. I thought that was Calgary. I didn't think that was Whistler.
No, it's okay. And okay. So I've actually been on a bobsled with an Olympian.
What's that like?
It's very scary and like it's really, really fast. And like that was in a big like bobsled with like a right. helmet and on, you know, and I'm in between like all these other people.
You're not
and,
just on a tiny sled.
And it was fine. So I can't imagine, first of all, I can't imagine lying down and doing it on like a tiny, like two little skis. And then thinking after that, oh, you know what I want to try now? Head first.
What if I'm better at this head first?
Why is there no double skeleton though?
That's so funny.
She's just bashing heads together.
Well, no.
They have double luge.
I know, they do.
You might be onto something there, Mike.
It's crazy.
Like, I'm just, double like, skeleton.
You even said it. You were like, what were you doing that justified, hey, let's put two of them?
What if we
people?
Stack another guy on
yeah.
you?
Yeah, like, does
how does that make,
it, make harder?
It harder? Or
it was, I don't know. It was.
What does that add to this?
They taught us how to, like, hold our shoulders and stuff, and they were like, you can't let your head start to wobble because if it does you won't be able to get it back because
holy
the like
shit.
The momentum or whatever the
oh,
force
it's like the death wobble on a bike right mm-hmm. like you, once you're in you're, so, you're yeah. the way out is through
and they were like it'll start smacking into other people and like you could
then
really
you're
hurt
all concussed,
yourself
yeah.
yeah so you have to like you literally just shrug your shoulders up really like,
hold it
like you're on a jet plane going it, through like geez
it went so fast it was so crazy
well, the skeleton or the luge people were doing like 120 on that track
yeah, yeah.
Kilometers for our American listeners.
Did you guys see the half pipe?
I saw some of it.
The snowboard half yeah. pipe? I didn't watch that one.
Japan just says you can all stay home.
Oh, I saw that they dominated.
It's so fun. Yeah. Like I love it, especially because I've been snowboarding and like if I get going too fast down the hill, I get scared and
the,
I stop.
Oh, I don't blame you there at all.
The top four runs were all Japan.
Yep.
Two of them were medal
it's
winners.
The same for skateboarding, by the way.
Yeah.
They dominated skateboarding and at snowboarding.
Well, and it's so much fun too because it's like I remember when Hawk was inventing these tricks on the half pipe and now there's like four different versions of those tricks.
It's picked up around the world.
So it's got three inversions and four rotations. You're getting into 1440s.
Well, that's it, right? Like when everything's been done.
Yeah.
How do you advance it?
I can barely walk without falling over. Like, I can't imagine how these people figure this
out. You
got
to take something that's already been made and you put a clock in it.
There you go. That makes total sense.
Wow.
And like it's been fun to see like you guys see when a solo athlete wins something they
yeah.
have a webcam set up for them where they can run up and all their family back home is on the
like
webcam.
This, isn't
and
it
they
just
get
the
to
greatest
celebrate.
Thing in the world to watch?
I honestly nice. Think it's an Italian like
we watched the fucking Latvian luge team beat the States by
0.027.
It was
0.027.
So close and they were like yeah, and that's I felt that way too because fuck America.
The best lugers.
Yep, the biggest loser.
I'm
loser.
Such a huge loser. It's insane.
That's
but like,
funny.
I think Italy doing these, and it's. I like the shared location. I like the
yeah.
Milan Cortina.
Yeah,
whatever
and that
is.
They're all living together and staying together, except for the Canadian men's hockey team that chose.
Did
to
you
stay
hear that
the
they
hotel.
Ran out of condoms?
Yeah.
I will say that
they
if
be
I,
fucking.
If I ever was at the Olympics for whatever reason, I would make it a point to sleep with as many other Olympians
well,
as possible.
They see they make.
Like, absolutely.
The joke is so funny because you send the best looking,
yeah,
yeah,
fittest people ah. to one location. Now Italy.
You expect them not to?
No, I don't think anyone expects that.
It's always it's always been treated as such that there's just buckets of condoms in all
yeah.
the buildings.
Yeah,
because they're all punching their passport.
100%. Like
how many,
that's
how
funny.
Much? I got two Swisses. I got an Italian. I got a Latvian. Who I. Still might
the
see
poor
again.
Canadian guys at the bar with our fucking accent have no chance.
Hey, you want to go knock
surprise?
Go knock
really?
the
oh, you're like in the Olympics?
There was that. Is it the biathlete who like
oh,
told his
that
girlfriend
shit.
That he
cheated
that
on
he
her?
He cheated on her.
He
on...
got bronze, and on the podium he was like, "I can't celebrate because I cheated on the most beautiful woman in the world."
Yeah,
you he said that
and, like,
while
he
was
did.
Getting
yeah.
his medal.
And so, like, my things about two things. Thing one is like. You
one.
Should definitely establish before you're going to the Olympics that you're like, we're going to take a quick break here. Like,
Are you Ross and I'm Rachel?
I'm going to the Olympics, and like we've been together 6 months and it's going really well and whatever. But like this, like we're not in that stage yet where we're like married.
I haven't even met your parents.
So like you can also do whatever you want here, but like I'm going to do whatever I want there, right? A. So B, thing two.
You can stay with the Uggos.
All right, Dr. Yeah. Seuss, thing two.
Thing two is like that poor woman. Like, I did like. Not only does your partner cheat on you, but why? Like, I don't want you to admit it on television. Like, if you're gonna tell me that you cheated on me and you want us to get through this, like, it's gonna have to be in a private way that I can like handle this on my own.
I'd rather have it in a text than done that way.
Oh my god, yeah. Then on like, I'm watching you on TV live winning something. I'm so proud of you. I'm crying. Oh, my boyfriend's so wait, what?
With your whole family,
I know.
Right? Incredible.
Oh my god.
Just a villain. He took the pill from Equilibrium.
He did. Well, I can't remember what they call it now. Shit. We were watching Equilibrium before we started the show, listener. If you haven't seen it, Gung Fu is awesome. I want to talk about, because it's been a week so far, right? We're going into week two. It'll be done by the time we probably record again. So outfits for opening ceremony, the Lululemon collection that our Canadian athletes were given, they all looked like... like Hershey Kisses.
Why didn't they do the fleece from Heated Rivalry? Oh my god.
Do you know what outfits were amazing?
They gave one to Mark Carney. I want one.
The people who came out ahead of the teams that had that like couture, like silver jacket that was like all the way down to the ground that kind of looked like a sleeping bag, and then those sunglasses
designed by Valentino, probably.
That's what I want. I like whoever, if anyone has a line on like where I can get, doesn't have to be that one, but like something that looks exactly like it, I will wear it all winter long.
Hell okay, yeah. So
send it to me.
True story here. When my dad owned Food Fair, and we were speaking because I was still under 18, he would sponsor events and you'd get called for stuff, right? And then if you sponsored stuff, then there'd be all the swag that came with it. And I remember getting like when the Pepsi Taste Challenge was on.
Oh.
Not the Pepsi catalog, the points catalog.
Oh my god.
Oh,
yeah.
Someone got a helicopter or something from that?
They got a jet out of it because
they got a plane.
They sued because they said in the ad it didn't say that this wasn't part of the deal.
That's right.
It was a de-weaponized F whatever, but
I think they should.
I remember reading
that.
About that. Yeah,
it's a true story. But like, I got a snowboard suit from a company through the Pepsi thing. Like, I got all this free
swag. That's awesome.
But the coolest thing I got was the year they were in Lillehammer.
Lillehammer
were the jackets that CTV news crew wore
to the Olympics.
To the Olympics.
Holy
so all of their
shit.
Clothing that they were given.
That's
so,
cool.
So like. Clothing is a huge thing at the Olympics, right?
I felt cool when I got the 2008 Vancouver mittens.
Right?
Like, I have a volunteer jacket from the Grey Cup.
There you go.
But like, that's awesome.
That kind of stuff is how you get it, right?
That's
you
the best merch that you find at like the thrift store.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like, this is it.
And
I'm
like,
fucking sick
today. It had
today.
The, like how you're seeing on this brand, like how the snowboarders have their pants and their jacket are their country's choice. But
right.
It's branded Milan Cortina, that was the jacket I had. It was branded Lillehammer, then it had the Olympic thing on
awesome.
It. I was like, this is so, I can't remember where it was. I wish I still fucking had it because it was like a piece of the Olympics, right?
Yeah,
that's really neat.
But I don't know.
That's really cool.
What'd you watch this week?
I watched Anaconda.
How did get back in it? Because we went and saw Anaconda.
I was so happy we saw this movie.
Anaconda was so funny. So fucking funny. So is it the Anaconda you say?
Yeah,
the
like
the
Jack Black and Paul Rudd.
Because the reason I'm asking is because we were talking about John Voight before we started the show.
That's what reminded me that I watched it.
So I'm like, did you watch that first in anticipation of the new Anaconda? What'd you think?
I thought it was very funny. I thought that it was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Like, there was no...
story?
Not really any like discernible like storyline or anything like that. It was just a bunch of guys having fun and a big snake.
And Anaconda happens.
Yeah, and you know, people die and like...
Sometimes
like,
they don't.
Sometimes
the Anaconda leaves you alive.
And I just...
It grandma. Throws you up again.
I just really enjoyed it. I thought it was really, really funny. And there was nothing remarkable in either way for me about it. Like, it wasn't better than I thought it was going to be. It wasn't worse than I thought it was
going to be. Exactly
what
you thought.
Exactly what
we
I
felt the same way.
Yeah.
I love the fucking snake handler guy.
Selton,
oh my god.
Selton, I'm bringing it up right here. Selton Melto.
When you watched it, and spoiler for anybody at home, but when you saw Paul Rudd throw the snake in the water, everybody in the theater when we watched it went, oh my God.
Every
single person.
It was a shared gasp.
It was so sad.
Everybody was upset.
Yeah, it was upsetting. He killed that guy's snake, and it seemed like a very nice snake.
When was the last time, like, other than just general laughter and things like that, that where you see a group reaction from the theater?
Was
that
it snakes on a plane?
Fucking Sam. I honestly think the reason that happened is because of that actor. That actor was doing subconscious shit with us from the time they got to Brazil or wherever. Right? Like having just the accent and the conversations with Rudd we were dying with laughter.
Oh yeah.
When he was on
screen. He was very, very funny. Yeah. I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. It was exactly what I wanted.
Would you think of yay, yay in the end? Cameos.
Oh yeah.
Told you not to post this.
Oh, Steve Zahn was so good too.
Yeah. No, everything was good.
The pea shy stuff just so funny. I can only go on a toilet.
Yeah, make him into a toilet. I mean, I always like when actors get to that point in their career that they can just like make.
Fuck you, I have money.
Make a goofy movie with their friends. And it's like.
That's all it was.
And
Swiss Army Man.
Yeah.
They made a goofy movie about making a goofy movie with their friends. Like, it's just. That seems like.
Stupid.
It seems like so
perfect.
Much fun. And I'm glad that these people exist and have enough money that they can just like fuck around and we get to enjoy it.
Because you're so right. This movie had no business being made
for any reason. I shit on it. I posted the trailer.
It made money.
And it was like, I don't think this is going anywhere. And then had to eat hard shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I was wrong.
It was,
great. So fun.
Who put the dead rat in my mouth?
It's a squirrel.
Yeah, the dead squirrel. They love squirrel meat.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
And of course the pig would be alive too.
Strapped to a smack. That scene was just like, and as I was watching it, I was like, you know that one of them, and probably Jack Black was like, we need a scene where I'm like running through the jungle with like a pig strapped to me.
It was great.
The whole theater
was howling.
I felt like it was
the 90s again?
Yes, I felt like I was privy to some silly boys, like fun times with friends. And it just,
I'm sure that's what it was.
It was enjoyable. It was a six.
Well, and Tandy.
Six dead snakes. Six pieces of a snake in a propeller out of 10.
So sad.
Tandy Newton, fantastic too. Like, she has comedy chops that I completely forget about.
Yeah. Well, because Westworld.
Right?
Yes.
You think, the last thing I saw you and you played a robotic prostitute. Like, I have to take you serious. I can't take you funny.
She was funny. Yeah, it was a funny movie. Absolutely funny movie.
And I forget her name, but she was Ratcatcher 2 in the Suicide Squad.
Oh yeah.
She was the one the running from
the gold miners.
Yeah.
The lazy rat catcher.
Yeah.
Who just wanted to sleep all the time.
It was so much fun.
She was great.
Anything else? We're going fast here. You can
Like you said, it's a simple movie that you don't have to expect anything from.
Oh,
anything
did I watch
else?
Anything else?
Anything else
so I, last time we were talking about what we watched, I was saying I got into those like Harlan Coben shows on Netflix. So Netflix now, like I've got this like rabbit hole. It's just like, and so there was a couple that are like that, but are made in like, I think one was like Dutch, it was made in Netherlands, and the other one was like Polish. But it's the same idea. It's called, one was like One Look or something like that. And the other one was
One Punch.
And the other one was called Secrets We Keep. Or anyway, but the same idea, 8-episode limited series. I don't know. Like something it's the depth of the winter. It's got me. I just like dark stuff right now. I want to watch. I want to watch a true crime or like a crime story about like you're never being able to trust your neighbors. So when I go outside now, I'm just like
scowling.
Everyone has secrets.
Oh yeah. Speaking of neighbors, the SWAT team was on our street this week.
What?
Oh. Yeah. Like,
what'd your neighbors do?
Four houses up. The people we don't know. We know like 2 to 3 houses out in either direction.
Drugs.
Totally. So SWAT team, battering ram vehicle, full on battle gear, like battle armor, AR-15s. 4 cop cars, 4 black unmarked SUVs.
Oh no.
I think the lawyer showed up with the homeowner and a bunch of big black bags went in and a bunch of full black bags came out.
My goodness.
Shauna was trying to see, but she's like, I'm not going outside. I don't want to be a looky-loo. And I was like, be a fucking looky-loo.
This is the time to be a looky-loo.
I'd be like, I'd be outside so fast.
Oh, yeah.
In my highest heels, like trying to see over top everyone's
head. Go get the ladder in the garage.
Yeah. Just working on my roof.
Yeah. Snow on the
hammering the shingles.
A paintbrush with no paint on it.
You're painting the ceiling.
Well, what did. So, yeah, Iron Lung for a movie. That's fine. I got to admit, we've been watching a lot of TV, me and Shauna. We watched Predator Badlands together.
Yeah.
Had the best fucking time.
We watched. Oh, no, what was the one I watched?
You watched it.
You watched that with Dan.
We all
watched
it.
Was that the one that Dan hated?
That's the one
that
Dan
hated.
I
liked
that one.
I fucking loved every minute of it.
What was not to like, you know? So fun.
It's the Predator's origin story, if you will, right? It's a pulling back the curtain of the Yautja.
That's right, Michael.
I totally enjoyed it. But we've been watching a lot of TV. I fucking love The Beauty.
Ooh, what's that one?
It's Ryan Murphy's new.
It's based on a comic.
Almost porno.
Ryan Murphy's never been hornier.
Yeah, he's never
been. Perfect for Mike.
Yeah, it really is. On a roll. So The Beauty is.
Was that Evan Peters?
100%.
Oh,
and Rebecca Hall.
I love Evan Peters.
Evan's back. Evan's not playing a
You're
serial
on the pillow.
Killer anymore. You are on the Evan Peters pillow. Look behind you.
No.
You. Oh!
It's the first time you've looked at the Evan Peters pillow before you've sat on the Evan Peters pillow.
I sat on his face.
His face is.
You sat on his head. Of course you would. Yeah, it's like
you're welcome, Evan.
All the variations of Evan. That's a Value Village find.
This is awesome.
The Beauty is the comic book that inspired The Substance.
Right.
So it's the graphic novel stretched out. Ashton Kutcher.
No.
And you love to hate him in this. Anthony Ramos is in this from Transformers.
Nice. Okay,
who
I like
else
him.
Is in this? Rebecca Hall, Evan Peters.
Is Anthony Ramos the guy from Dumb Money?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I like
him. He's great.
Yeah, I
he's
like him
great.
A lot.
So yeah, Kutcher plays the bad guy, but it's the idea that a billionaire venture capitalist has found the injectable fountain of
that
youth.
That makes you the best version of yourself.
It does. You melt your old self away. Your new self comes up. What I love about it, aside from a lot of fucking and a lot of like porny, horny shit,
yeah,
is the themes in it are great. It's all about beauty. It's all about the obsession to look thin, to look good, to inject, to pull out, to cut, to nip. How people feel on the inside.
To
of
nip,
who they
to
are,
tuck.
To nip, to tuck. There's, like as he always does, there's a lot of 2LGBT in it. Like it has great conversations. Who is the Finch? Finch from American Pie is in it.
Really?
He's in a whole episode.
Oh my God.
Awesome.
His episode, I equate to how good the episode was in what was the video game movie with the mushrooms?
Mario?
Mario?
No. Yeah. The one being filmed in Canada with Pedro Pascal.
Mario.
Oh, Last of Us.
Well, The Last of Us. You know that episode when
With the two guys?
With the two guys?
Yeah.
This is very similar to that episode.
I love that episode.
Okay.
This one was last night's episode. It's fun. It's hot. It's steamy. It's sexy. It's great for Valentine's Day. If you want to binge this, like there's eight episodes, I think, or six episodes out right now.
We let Ryan Murphy make the fucking OJ trial movie, and now he's just horned up all of a sudden.
Disney loves making his shit, man. They know people watch it. I watch 911. I watch American Horror
Story.
That's
his show?
Yeah, that's
his
show.
Of course it is.
911 seems so stupid to me.
It's ridiculous.
Have you seen that trailer with Jennifer Love Hewitt and the meteors are falling towards
you? Yeah.
God damn it.
Hey, we were talking about Absurdity and Fast and Furious. Same brand.
Okay,
same
I guess
taste.
I could get behind that.
They called it 50-year-old Avengers Endgame. Is that 911 show?
Yeah, kind of. I would totally agree to that. I know what you're getting when you get them, right? You're getting like it's all turned up. It might be overdone. It might not even be true. Like I get his controversy, but at the same time, this one's not based on any one person. So like it's not him taking liberties. It's just a fucking crazy story. If you like The Substance, if you like the conversation of beauty,
if I like
and
The Substance, I'll just watch The Substance.
Sure, yeah. The Substance is a 2-hour version of this. This is going to be 10 episodes.
All right.
I
can dig it.
I'll give it a 6.5.
Does Dennis Quaid eat shrimp in it?
No, he doesn't.
All right, then I'm not watching it.
Okay, that's fine. See us for cosplay, where heroes, villains, and budget-conscious Deadpools roam free.
See us for comics, stacked higher than your unread pull list.
See us for collectibles, because you definitely needed that action figure. Definitely.
C is for community, where fandoms collide and nobody judges your obsession level.
And the biggest C of all?
What is it, Mike?
C4 Comic-Con, Jimmy.
See you there.
April 11th.
At the Kobodo Center.
All right, quick pause, everybody. This will be faster than a Fast and Furious plot explanation.
And with fewer timelines than the X-Men franchise.
Real Debaters Trivia Plus is proud to be hosting an RD Trivia Plus fundraiser on March 14th. And yes, as always, it's a full-on celebration of movie chaos.
We're talking 5 rounds of general movie trivia. If you've ever said the book was better or the sequel ruined it, you're already qualified.
And as always, it's not just trivia. We've also got a coloring contest.
It's basically Bob Ross Presents Film Nerd Edition.
Plus, a cosplay challenge where half the room goes Oscar-worthy.
And the other half insists it's a deep cut and refuses to explain why.
Now, all of this supports a great cause. It's for the Rossdale Ukrainian Dance School and their pre-senior and senior dance team.
They're heading to Europe in summer 2027 to perform at an international festival.
It's a chance to perform on new stages, experience different cultures, and grow as artists on the international level.
A genuinely meaningful opportunity, and we want to help make that happen.
So bring your trivia team, dress like your favorite movie character,
color like you're pitching your own animated franchise,
and let's help send these dancers overseas.
There's trivia, movies, costumes, and a great cause.
You can get tickets right now by contacting Crystal Johnson at rudsfundraising@gmail.com. That's R-U-D-S fundraising@gmail.com.
Or head to therealdebaters.ca and click the blog post for all the details.
Everything you need. No post-credit scene required.
All right, guys. Back to the debate.
Speaking of horny and good for Valentine's Day, have you guys seen Heated Rivalry?
Yeah.
Yeah, and?
Kay. Well, it's fantastic.
What's the straight guy like?
You wanted to talk about this, and I just started watching it this week.
I forgot to talk about it.
Did you see that the Montreal logo that they use looks like someone bending over showing their hole, and then the Boston logo is a cannon pointing directly at it?
No, but I love that.
I need to go back.
Me and Michael love Jacob Tierney, and we love the things that he makes.
I am a Letterkenny fan.
Oh, yeah.
I think Jacob Tierney needs to make more things in Canadian film.
I loved him from Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
He was one of the kids in that.
That's so great.
He's really smart.
I think so too.
I love it. I hate that Netflix has pulled down Boots because I thought Boots was really good.
All right.
Good.
Okay.
And yeah, you told me about that, and I looked up the reviews, and all the reviews were really good, and there was really no reason to fucking pull it.
The fucking stupid right people.
Yeah, but because this was made by Canadians, Crave,
they caved.
And HBO gets to take all the fucking credit for it.
I just can't believe how hot
it
is.
It is a Crave. It's
a Crave original that HBO adopted, and now HBO gets to run all this fucking. Oh, look at this great LGBTQ+ show that we fucking made, and it's like you didn't do anything.
That's David Zaslav at Warner Brothers.
You guys didn't do anything.
Look at the heat that this is, literally the heat that's creating. I love, Emily, I love how hot it is, but how hot it is ties into the story.
Yeah, I couldn't.
It's not hot for hot sake.
No, it's
some
it's,
great asses.
It's, yeah, it, but it's like.
Great acting.
It builds up, right? It's like the longing and the like desire of it all.
I like that it just jumps through the season, too.
I was crying. I was horny. I was like. I didn't know how to feel. It was overwhelming. I was like, I have to stop and have sex and
and cry?
And cry? And go for a run? I don't know. And then, like, and then I come back.
I'm going to shoot some pucks against the garage door?
I don't even play hockey. I got to sign up for my local hockey team.
It's doing beer league now.
As someone who watched like when there was no programming for this.
Just Will and Grace.
No, like, I mean, Showcase back in the day was doing Queer as Folk.
Right.
Queer as
Folk
yeah.
was huge for the time. Canadian made, shout out, made in Toronto.
How interesting.
Right? So.
How interesting.
We
let's
just
go.
Love our gays.
No, we're just
like,
right.
The club that they always go to was the Barn in Toronto in the 90s, which was the big gay bar, like it was like 4 levels.
That's what it was called.
The big gay bar.
It's just a big. It's
big
a,
gay.
I'd go.
Big gay Al from.
It's a gay bar.
Al's big gay bar.
But it's fucking huge. Is my point. Yeah. Like it's not big on gay. It's big on square footage.
It's big on bar.
It's big on bar. But I loved Queer as Folk because it, like, it just. It
and
was
for us, it's telling a story that we just don't. That we aren't used to,
I'm
and that
not
we
used
don't.
To it,
that isn't us.
But I know it. But yeah. I don't understand what it's like to be seen on TV. So those conversations, so I will admit, some of the stuff in Heated Rivalry, I was like, I was a little uncomfortable because I don't see it often, right? So like,
You only like it if it's Big Blue Dong, eh, Mike?
Uncomfortable was not my experience.
When I say uncomfortable,
it made me ass. What's the ass envious?
Oh, yeah,
dude,
it
gave me ass envy.
Hollander is Hollander, and I love how Hollander is the timid one, and Ilya is the dom. Like they're doing a lot. They're doing a lot of fun things with the playful flirting that I think is great.
Oh, so hot.
It's like when Hollander can't figure out what to text and he's getting flustered. Like, those things are really cute because those are built into relationships, gay or straight.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it. I like that he's
right.
Was
you
like,
think it's not a story for you, but everything's so relatable.
I relate to everything. I relate to meeting someone for the first time. The first time you're having sex with a man for the first time is the first time you're having sex.
Yeah.
They didn't play it like it was. He asked, is this the first time you've been with a man? He didn't ask if this was his first time, which I thought was interesting because that says that virginity and being with a man are on different levels of importance, right? Him being with
that's
a man
also
for the
just
time.
Different equipment.
Well, that yeah, that too, right? And like the shit, like I get
different
like,
prep work.
Like they did first base, second base, third base, right? Like they were blowing each other. They were giving each other hand jobs. Like all of those things are like
mutual masturbation. Or like where he like drags that chair across the hotel room to sit down and like watch him jerk off. Ah! Oh my god.
It's the double Dutch rudder.
I was just going to say that. That's where I went with that. I was like, oh, yeah, you grab my arm, I grab your arm.
I was literally just like, wait, should I watch gay porn now? And Dan was like, I don't think that's what you like about this. He's like, I think what you like about this is like the intensity, the story, the buildup and whatever. He's like, I mean,
you're like, is it?
He's like, try though. Like, see how it goes.
I mean, set it up, knock it down.
You
see,
try.
See what pins are left. I mean,
no, it's definitely I am a child of like smut, right? Like I don't know if it like I'm sure there are men out there who grew up with smut and not
grew up
porn,
on snuff films.
But
sets,
I grew
guys.
Up on no. But I grew up with smut, like reading my porn, right? So that's
Penthouse letters.
No.
Yeah, Mike only liked Penthouse for the articles.
Like, seriously. I mean, like
I read about the market
romance novels. Smutty books.
Sure. Oh, like dime store, pink
Smut.
Cover.
Yes.
There's
Fabio.
A sexy limerick from Robert Frost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's dirty. Like it's downright dirty, nasty, like excellent stuff. But it's more girls for whatever reason. Girls and women get exposed to that, whereas men.
What do you think that is?
I don't know. Men get exposed. Men are more visual, maybe. I'm not sure. They get exposed to like.
No, men are from Mars. Women are from Venus.
Interesting.
Yeah. We figured this out in the.
But I actually don't think. I think it's to your detriment. Like I think that if men were exposed to this kind of like smut a little bit earlier on,
where's the imagination?
Then you develop all this like, and you can insert yourself into the story a little bit more readily,
that's
right?
A clip.
And so, and so that's what I think about Heated Rivalry. That I hope is starting to expose.
Keep going.
Men.
Keep Freudying it up in the
expose
corner.
Expose men to this a little bit more, which is that like the development of the story is and the characters is a hugely evocative part of the sexual experience,
right?
And
yep.
In media and in your real life.
And it's 100% Crosby and Ovechkin.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
Oh, I don't care what the author says; they're a liar.
Listen, okay. Here's
she wrote fanfic about Crosby and Ovechkin.
You don't want to get sued, and that's fine.
Is this a Canadian writer?
I don't know that.
Because know where she's from.
If she's American or whatever, I think what Crave did was. It was to make it accessible to outside of the people who would watch this because they like watching.
Americans aren't going
to
watch a hockey show.
But if they are, they need to know
except
about the
now
two,
they are.
Except now they
except
fucking
they,
are.
Except they use the two
sexy.
Guys who everybody knows. You don't even have to know hockey.
We
you
saw them at the
Ovechkin.
Goddamn Emmys.
Right? You get what I'm saying?
That's amazing. Everything about it's amazing.
Golden
I love
Globes.
It.
Isn't that great? Golden Globes, right.
It's like storytelling. I give it an 8 out of 10. Like it's fun.
And Tierney's a smart writer.
The subplots of both of them, him taking care of his family in Russia and Hollander, the pressure from his family is
right.
That's a fucking hockey mom if I've ever seen one. And that's also Shane. From Sean McNamara from Nip Tuck is the father.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep. That's Sean.
You do love your Tuck.
Oh, dude.
It's such a beautiful show.
It is.
It's so beautiful, and I'm glad it exists.
We're three episodes in. I had to honestly. I was like, I need to take a break.
Oh my god.
Reset and come back to this.
Just wait until episode five. Episode five is gonna just like you're gonna every emotion on the planet. You're going to feel it.
Do they, like, I know that I, in my mind, if I was writing this, both of them become outed and it becomes a problem.
I'm not going to tell you anything that happens.
That would be the...
Don't tell them.
But
is it a miniseries or is it going to be a show?
Episode 5.
I think it's just the. I think it's just a miniseries.
A one-off?
No, I mean, there's another, there's another book.
Oh, okay. So it could keep going.
Yeah, there's an, so there's another
Game
book.
Of Thrones went off book. It can keep
no,
going.
You're right. You're right.
Like, what
I can't
do these
imagine.
Two characters do?
They're not going to stop now. This is a cash cow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do,
for sure.
Do we believe Gary Bettman watched it?
No, not for a single.
He's like, I watched
no.
all episodes.
Oh, do I think that the commissioner who banned Pride Tape watched this fucking show? No, I don't.
No.
I don't think he did. I think the NHL's always been backwards, and all they're trying to do is capitalize off this shit because that's what they do best.
It, like, basketball.
And they don't even do that well.
Who's cool with it? I don't know who's cool with it and who, like, who supports it, I mean. Like, does NFL support it?
What do you mean?
Like, do they do Pride Tape or Pride Colors or...
The NFL does not do Pride Night.
Who
no.
does?
CFL
the NHL,
does.
CFL,
the CFL does.
Does.
The NHL, certain teams do have a Pride Night, okay. but at the same time, the teams that are doing Pride Night, the owners are active donors.
Does
to the
baseball
Trump campaign.
Give a damn?
So it's...
There are, like, there's Pride Nights across the board. I think the NFL does have Pride Nights, but there's... Because I remember hearing a football player being like, I would rather never play football again than wear a Pride jersey.
You're probably right.
So I think,
but we had that with the Thunder Bay Stahl brothers refusing to wear Pride stuff,
right.
even though they already had before.
Yeah, when told they
Thunder Bay's
they
breast and brightest,
but when they but when they were asked, they refused. That's so
yeah,
funny.
They had already done it years before, and then when it came up again, they decided not to, and they said, "No, I have never worn that before."
I just it's gonna be you can watch
yeah,
episode
yeah,
watch
did,
episode
Eric.
5. Get back to us,
there's,
yeah,
and maybe just record guys, yourself watching it.
So much, like The Pit is on, Masked Singer.
Did you watch last episode, Mike?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
Emily, are you watching?
I haven't started yet.
You, when you start, you won't be able to stop.
Well, that's kind of why I haven't started yet.
Be afraid.
Yeah.
Like with Louie?
Oh, yeah.
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 A little swirl stop. Yeah, that was hard. Yeah. Yeah, listener, if you...
Robbie's great. All right,
we've been doing this for an hour. Let's talk about...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the rest of this is going to go real fast. If you guys want to tell us what you watched, let us know. Leave a voicemail in the show notes if there's an idea for trivia that you also want. Us to discuss, leave it in the show note comments.
Buffy,
leave a voicemail, send us
Buffy.
An email. It's probably happening, Buffy. Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have
it's
to
my subliminal message.
No need for MK Ultra, Emily.
Buffy.
Question, Emily, Jimmy, what is the time?
I think it's debate time.
At my signal, unleash hell. Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my body's ass
to. I know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite? What was that?
Sorry, let me catch you. Would you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Yes, it's debate time,
debate
listener.
Time.
This is the best new Fast and the Furious character for the last...
Well, hold on. It's not best. It's just create one.
Okay, all right. Hopefully one of these is the best. I think the best would be defined as someone calls us and says, can we have your idea for X
right.
money?
That that's, would the best that's, idea. That's the best idea. But we don't get to decide that.
Yeah. So create your own Fast and the Furious character for the final, hopefully, in a franchise of family, fast cars, and not so furious acting, fast... Forever. That's the right title, right? Fast Forever. Jimmy, when asked this question of us, asked us to come up with whatever we wanted. And these are the fun ones, right? Do you want to just do a backstory? Do you want to take it off the page? Do you have it very limited? Do you want to make it big? Whatever you want to do, you're allowed to do. And then the three of us will judge each other, give each other points at the end of this.
Okay,
the winner gets two, and everybody else gets whatever they were voted for. That being said, Jimmy, because this is yours.
Okay. Fantastic. My character is going to start from the beginning. He's been there since the beginning. You just never really noticed him.
Okay.
But he's always been there. His name is Ronanick Toretto, and this is Dom and John Cena's other brother that you have never met before.
Ron and Dominic combo? Ronanick?
Ronanick.
Ron Dominic?
I like to... He... Sorry, if I think I said younger brother, but I mean he's the older brother that is treated like a younger brother.
This changes everything.
Oh, he's
now.
Like the dumb. Oh! He's like the dumb. The
it's
dummy.
Like Jesse Plemons' brother in Begonia.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Sorry. So poor Ron. They call him poor Ron or moron. But really, they want.
Ron.
But really, they want less Ron, so it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Oh my god!
He's played by Mike. Might remember. I was hoping Charles would be here today because he'd know for sure. But he's played by wrestler R-Truth, otherwise known as Ron
Killings. I
know
who
Ron
this is now
Killings.
Because I saw.
So, yeah. R-Truth does a character Emily called Ron Cena, where he is John Cena's biggest fan.
Oh my god!
And John Cena was like his childhood idol, even though Ron is 5 years older than him. So that's kind of his character, his gimmick, and that's how I want to treat Ron and Nick here, where he just really looks up to Jacob and Dom and really just wants to be so much like them.
Even though he's older than them.
Even though he's way older than them.
Guys, I look to you for inspiration.
And all the time, Dom and John's mom, this is so hard to say.
You wrote this.
Dom, John, Ron, and Don John. You can't forget about Don John.
Is this a rom-com?
It's a rom-com with Don John.
Keep going. You got
so
it.
So even though he's the older brother, Ron, John, and Dom's mom is still trying. She's always like, oh, you know, before you boys go out for your big racing and you're stealing DVDs, you got to make sure to take your brother Don or your brother Ronnie. And Ronnie's like, yeah, guys, can I come along? And he's like, you don't fit in the back seat of a two-door car, Ron. We've been over this.
Because you're 5 years older.
He's been there the whole time. He's been in the back seat when Dom's been drifting. He's been in Tokyo when he probably
shouldn't
have been.
Is he in the
back
of the car for weight? Because that's all they use him for when he hits the corner.
He always forgets to put his seatbelt on and they get tickets.
But replace
he's
everything.
High in the back seat getting fucking pulled over to do a drug test.
The Snosberries taste like Snosberries.
Oh,
you owe me $100.
So he gets... Take every scene. What I forgot to mention is I want you to take The Rock's character completely out of this and replace him with Ron. So everything that The Rock has done, holding the submarine and the missile together, that's now done by Ron. So you think this guy's useless, he can't do anything, but then as the Fast and Furious movies get going and you start getting to 5 and you start getting to the submarines, suddenly Ron's got a lot of strong capabilities that you didn't know.
So
he
he's
had.
Just like he's just the muscle, really.
I'm kinda.
Yeah. And the joke.
Well, I mean at the beginning, and then you realize Moron's got a lot more to offer.
Moron's got more going on.
That's right.
With his mom.
With Ron John.
Ron John.
Ron John.
Ron John Dom's mom.
Has got it going on.
And it's a rom-com. And that's my character today.
Wow.
I think the FF franchise needs some more humor.
And he looks nothing like them. For what it's worth, R-Truth is a black man.
Okay, so do you... So is R-Truth going to be played by a black
yes,
man?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you have an
no, he's going to be played by R-Truth, the wrestler.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. I thought that was just inspiration.
Oh my
I didn't
God.
Think
who has acted before in the movie, The Wrestler. So we know he's got acting chops.
There we go.
Yep.
There we go.
So there you go.
Exceptional.
Thank you.
Make it happen.
I mean, like, there's funny lines, but there's never really any funny moments, right? And to finally, like, I think it'd be funny because your character could have a flashback of all of the things you've just mentioned.
Think
now
of the
that
scene,
they bring him into this series.
Think of the scene with Vin Diesel and Paul Walker, and now Ron's in the backseat of the car on his DS.
And, like,
just
we gotta go
Pokemon.
Home.
Playing Smash Bros.
Tom, I gotta get home. My battery's gonna die. He's also from Minnesota for some reason.
I'm hungry and I need Kraft dinner, Dom.
I'm out of goldfish.
My snack box is.
I'm trying to remember Paul.
I need a Corona.
Yeah, like when he's driving.
When
he
I
over.
See
when,
you again.
Yeah, I was just going to say what he is. And then he goes, I got to go to the bathroom, Dom.
Can you pull over? I got
to
pee.
I got a number 2, Dom.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to remember Brian, you fucking asshole. It's family time. Yeah, these would this is either that or it's a breakaway into like a fast stop. Because
these movies
main.
Have comedy, if you want to call it that.
Definitely.
But it doesn't have enough.
No, it does. It doesn't have bits. It has
where are the bits?
Right?
Wow.
Where's the humor? Yeah.
Bits and Furious.
Emily, final thoughts.
That was very funny.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that.
Thank you very much.
I can actually see that happening. Whereas mine is going to take a totally different pathway. But this one, I can actually see it being.
The floor is yours. Take us away.
Unlimited in the Fast and Furious universe.
So.
They still have Fast X popcorn buckets at Silver City if you're interested.
Oh, my God.
They have to be 25 cents for me to even consider.
They aren't.
Like, I don't want to see my bank account move if I get one. Put it that way. Emily.
Okay.
Who are you introducing?
So. The guys thought that I was going to go in the F1 direction.
Retired F1 driver.
If we had to guess.
Which makes absolute perfect sense, except that I do not make absolute perfect sense as a human.
Much
so
like the Fast and Furious
franchise. I went a completely different direction, and I went with a character who is large and in charge. Not averse to violence. Mm-hmm. Can be a bad guy, but is also known to work with the good guys.
Has a
pretty singular, you know, focus on like something that he wants to steal. It's like pretty much in there. So not DVD players, but and also
it's a 4K Blu-ray player.
And also has been in multiple versions of a franchise before, so he knows what he's getting himself into. But best of all, he can drive a motorcycle, a race car, and a go-kart. And it's Bowser.
You did what I did. I love it.
So it's Bowser. So
she did exactly what I did.
Oh my God, come on. So
I'm different, but I'm the same.
So I think that we should do the most obvious crossover on the planet, which is Mario Kart and Fast and the Furious.
Brilliant!
Because
it works!
Because in both movies or both franchises, the cars do absolutely inexplicable things. Like, it just makes absolutely no sense. Why can you shoot a squid that, like, out
Inky.
At people that,
Inky.
Like, inks all over them? It's just as plausible as holding a submarine and
a torpedo.
Paul Walker did die by getting hit by a blue shell.
Yeah, that's exactly. You know, these.
A spiked blue shell.
He was in first place.
Oh, my God!
I feel like
you imagine Donkey Kong and Dom.
Donkey Kong.
Where the two of them are in like a sidecar motorcycle.
Don't help her.
And
sorry,
like,
this is great.
But it's exactly right. And you know what? If you play something like you play one of their spin-offs, like you play like Mario Party, right? And then you get an ally phone and like Bowser comes in. So like it doesn't matter if you're Princess Peach or if you're like Wario or the good guy, bad guy. He's there to help you because you know why? Family. And it just to me seems like it might not have been the most obvious. I guess maybe F1 was the most obvious crossover, but honestly, it never even crossed my mind because
this was right there
because I'm just on
That's
the verge.
Fruit
I'm on the
sure.
verge of nonsense all the time, and as soon as I thought of a nonsensical crossover for this movie, I knew it had to be in.
I could see that
in the
though.
Mario Kart universe. Yeah, like I think it's not out of the realm of possibility that they make an animated
Fast and Furious
Mario Kart movie. Do it.
I think
it's everybody can, copyright Emily Clark right now today when this comes out. I'm suing.
Well, that's I can see
Real
Bowser.
Real Debaters gets 10%.
You could just pay me in advance.
Can't you just see Bowser walking in, wife beater chains, like he's Tony Soprano and he's the bad guy in like the 11th movie, and then by the 13th movie he's part of the crew?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
And he's like that guy could, you don't even need a car to drag a safe down the streets of Brazil. He could
just
do it on his
it.
Own.
He's got Koopas.
Exactly.
And he sings. So you could have
what?
I mean, I'm assuming this is animated Bowser, so I am just assuming that Jack Black gets the call to do this.
Oh
no,
my
it's
God,
the live
yes.
action Bowser.
So now you have
Jack Black in the Fast and Furious universe. Oh my God, come on. This is excellent.
Well, all we're doing is adding bits to Fast and Furious.
I think we all know that. Because
everything's
that's
been fucking done.
We need to funny this movie up.
Yeah, it needs like, more comedy. Yeah. The thing is, Bowser wants to be taken seriously, but
in this universe, not happening.
No,
he wants. He's like, I'll race for pinks.
Yeah, 100%.
I'll race for peaches.
And Dom driving through a star.
Right.
He can drive anything too. Like I have crammed Bowser's like giant butt onto like a little tiny like moped, and it
was
great.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
driven. I've got a boat.
Hovercraft.
I've got a boat
sakes.
That he can like drive in. That's got the two little horsies. You know.
That's true.
And like his castle can be their hideout.
He's got parachutes and stuff. He can like fly.
Throwing bananas at the cops.
Honestly, 100%. That's mine. Mine's Bowser.
Throwing bananas. He's got like five kids.
Like,
You can have them at different points instead of different levels. This goes forever.
Yep.
I thought about just putting Coolio as like a main character in it because he was in the first one and they just left him alone.
Coolio was in the first one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Before
I think so.
Before Ludacris, right? Because yeah. I don't think Ludacris was in the first one.
No, when they were street racing, it was Coolio.
Yeah. Awesome.
So I, too, also have a prep for a crossover. A crossover of gigantic proportions. That
it's Dr. Robbie on his motorcycle.
Yes. We need a medic. We've never had a medic.
So if you picked Dr. Robbie, I would have voted for you.
Dr. Michael Rabinski from the Pits, played by Noah White. While no, I actually made a character, but through her capabilities and or vehicle, I may have invited another friend of the party. So this is Gina Gasolina. This is her new character.
You've created a new character out of the ooze.
You alluded to this, but I had no idea what you were talking about. Yeah.
So I have a backstory, if you will. She grew up in Miami.
Of course.
But not on the beaches. She grew up in an underground Cuban street racing scene.
She grew up in Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. Across the island. Yeah. Her dad... her uncle.
Mm.
It's okay. The family lines get confusing.
Her uncle was this like really good mechanic who had he was like a smuggler, and he would smuggle NOS cans around the globe in banana crates, and she would work in the garage with him.
Oh
so
my
that's where
god!
Is this just Michelle Rodriguez?
He's just writing Michelle Rodriguez fan fiction. It gets really sexy in a bit.
Dear Michelle.
Yeah. Dear Michelle. No, I took this as a moment to break away from Shauna.
I wish you would carry me in your arms.
Dom and her meet in the Cuban, I think one of the most recent ones when they're in Cuba. So she kind of was met in the background. No one really knew who she was. It was like a side deal. The reason they met was he
actually
was
because of Ron.
Well, because of Ron.
he had to pee. So they stopped.
And
he's got to stop at the big gulps.
He was smuggling he was smuggling cars out of Cuba, like classic cars.
Oh my god.
And she helped him disable the satellites with a PlayStation 3 controller.
Of course.
Oh, hell yes.
And
I've seen this movie.
In return, she gave him the controller and a bunch of cheat codes for Tony Hawk 3.
Of course. Yeah. So underground.
That's how, and then also later had a run in with Tej, which is Ludacris's character, because
right.
she's also a techie. Okay. Mm-hmm. They were in a car versus drone race.
Yes.
And I love that.
She won and took his like
was she in the car?
She took his drone?
She took his tech.
Oh.
So Tej and her know each other. Dom and her know each other. So again, background character like Ron.
Love it.
Right?
Yep.
At the same time.
Just like Ron.
Her skill set, master mechanic, elite hacker, drone pilot, and tactical.
She's got it all.
She's got it all. She's another big brain is really what she is.
Yeah, and that's what you like about her. Her big brains.
Her big brains.
And her big arms.
And her big NOS kits. the left and the right one. But no. And now, we all have cars, right? Like Brian had a car. Dom had a car. Like it's always about.
You got a signature.
Car.
Yeah.
Your own car. Yeah.
So
the
I gave
Hulk
her,
car from
mine's
Tokyo
a Cavalier.
Drift. Mine is the Incredible Hulk car.
From
Tokyo
Drift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little Bow Wow's
That's
car.
Right.
I picked my mom's favorite car growing up. It was a car she fell in love with my father with. It's a 1969 Camaro.
Sweet.
It is bright yellow. It's twin turbo, big ass racing tires on the back. Kind of looks like Bumblebee.
Transforms into Bumblebee.
It is Bumblebee, guys.
Yeah.
Wait. What? Another
Did you
crossover?
Add a car, too?
I took a Transformer, and I took Fast and the Furious. And I brought them together.
This is going to be that
so
G.I.
Gina
Joe.
Gina Gasolina's car is actually a souped-up version of Bumblebee.
That's not fair.
Who can now hack satellites and run AI and disseminate governments from the inside.
I got to say.
So no matter what happens, if Gina's in the car or out of the car is working
car's
for
working.
Gina.
Wow.
Like, you know what? Honestly, the more ridiculous it gets, the more likely it is to happen in the Fast and Furious.
Absolutely, yeah.
You want to hear what she looks like?
Yeah, sure.
So racing jacket with like glowing circuitry that runs through it.
Sweet.
Cool,
aviators,
cool.
But only at night. Skinny jeans.
What does she do? She no sunglasses during the day?
No, none in the Cuban sun, only in the Cuban stars.
Right.
And then...
that's beautiful,
sensual,
Mike.
Yeah, that's poetry.
That was beautiful.
Skinny
wow.
jeans, graphic tees, Chuck Taylors. Basically me if I was hot, like a hot girl.
if I was a hot Spanish
this
woman.
Sounds
hot
like girl. How I dressed in the 2010s.
Sure, yeah.
I think Michael just has a crush on Michelle Rodriguez.
Who a lot doesn't? Of inspiration pulled from a certain character, if you will.
Does she have combat boots?
Like Chuck combat boots.
Oh, heck
sweet.
Yeah.
Like
she's sponsored by Chuck.
She's got the Converse logo stitched into the side.
Yeah.
That's actually goes really hard.
Signature line, right? Like, you know how it's always family?
Yeah.
It's fill it up. We're going to burn destiny.
Hell yeah.
Gas tank, Gina Gasoline.
Wow.
So is that her last name?
Gina Gasolina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking
Gina Gasolina.
It's amazing.
Gasolina.
No, I know. I just thought that might be something that they call her.
Gasolina.
Yeah. She's perfect for the digital age. She adds to the whole Tej aspect because Tej will be back, so you'll have two big brains instead of one. But the kicker is she knows a secret about Dom that we don't know yet.
He's got another brother.
And it's also about Brian's past.
Oh.
Because family.
Okay.
Are you going to tell us, or is that for the sequel?
No, we don't know yet.
That's you'll find out in Fast Forever, because I already called the studio.
Oh!
They're taking my idea, guys. I win best. No.
when they meet a Transformer, they're going to freak the fuck out.
I went a little further, though.
Oh my God.
I have a social media marketing campaign.
What?
So, like, if you want to, like, if
it
you
really
see,
exists.
If you see the
I'm
movie.
I'm up to 50,000 followers.
So what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to go to your local gas station and hashtag it with, what did I have, your fill-up challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fill up your gas tank and then you rev your engine into your camera. You're like, you say the classic line of, fill her up, we're going to burn destiny. And then that will hashtag and eventually.
This is just going to destroy the environment.
It's so bad for the environment. People are going to like drop their differentials.
But Fast and Furious was never about the environment.
But it's about family.
It's about family.
That's right. And I like revving your engine at the gas station.
Yeah, that's why it's funny, right? Like the last place.
And where else does Ron get his big gulps?
Yeah.
And his bathroom break.
That's right. Gas station.
You let out your big little brother, and
so
you fill up.
Gina, meet Gina Gasolina and,
and
Bumblebee.
Damn, Mike.
Amazing.
I thought, like Emily, everything's been done. We've been to space. We've been in a submarine. We've done all this insanely over-the-top, fun, ridiculously narrative shit, but we haven't blended anything yet. Fast is prime for another franchise to either take the human characters into it, right? So, like, say Hot Wheels in the Hot Wheels movie.
Oh. Right.
Imagine Dom driving Hot Wheels.
Yes, I can.
Right? I actually can. Yeah.
Like, if these are all...
they should shrink them. Like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
There you go.
And put them in Hot Wheels, like a real Hot Wheel.
Right? And then bring it down. Get it down for the kids.
Like, they do the PIM particles when they...
they're not doing
Hot
Wheels.
Now you're doing Marvel and Hot Wheels.
No, they're not doing a Hot Wheels movie. They're doing a Matchbox Cars movie. Isn't that what it is? Like, John Cena's actually in it.
I thought it was a Hot Wheels movie.
I'm pretty sure it's Matchbox Cars.
I hope it's both.
And then they're doing the G.I. Joes and...
G.I. Joes and Transformers.
Right.
That's where I got this from.
Right.
I was like, if G.I. Joes and Transformers can do
Fast and Furious is G.I. Joes. It's
right.
The same thing.
It's G.I. Joes with cars.
Yeah.
Right? NOS kits instead of
AR-15s. No, you're dead on.
So, like, if you can drag a safe down the highway...
And like I said, the dumber you get with it, like, the more likely it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't going to ground this in reality because...
They went to space!
8 movies aren't in reality.
Yeah. So actually about 10. Well, the first two... What was three?
Isn't the three the one where they go to Miami?
Too Fast, Too Furious.
No,
and then
Tokyo Drift.
So Too Fast, Too Furious was still street racing.
That's
so what was four?
What's the one where he meets Taye Diggs? And it's not Dom. Dom is gone for a minute.
Yeah.
Dom comes back for a movie.
That's got to
be
four.
Dom is seen in the end of
Tokyo Drift.
Hang on. Put a pin in this for a sec. We have more important business. Who fucking won? we'll close out with
they're
all this
they're
shit.
Also
I'll vote
like,
first.
You want to? Yeah, you drew first straw.
I mean, you both went in ways that I did not expect. you, Emily, when you... Like, you took me on a journey, and then when you dropped Bowser, I was truly shocked. I expected at all. Not what I expected, and in the best possible way.
She Koopa Troopa'd
you. I do like to spin a narrative.
And I can see it. Like, I can 100% see it happening. It's perfect. Like, I could see him walking into the room, and of course he's the big bad for one movie, and then, like, because I don't know what happened to Charlize Theron, if she's still a big bad in these movies, but
she's in the poster for the new one.
Right, she's probably part of the crew now. Who knows? Totally possible.
Definitely possible.
And Mike, man, with yours, you really pulled it all out this week. You gave us a good Gina Gasolina. Is it the most original Fast and Furious character?
No. I traded.
Are any of them the most original? Are even the characters that exist already in Fast and the Furious original? No.
Like, Brian in the first movie plays a, yo, dude, nice car. Like, that's every idiot I went to high school with.
I don't want to talk about a car.
Right? Like, you know, like none of these characters are memorable for their originality.
Yeah, he's got the ramen noodle hair.
Yeah, the fucking blonde 2000s puka shell shit. Like, it's...
I think I've got to, I'm going to go with Mike. I think bringing in the Transformers, I think that was... we. Nice. I didn't even think to have a car for Ron. I did not even think
I got the impression he couldn't drive.
No, he gets rides.
Yeah.
He's, he gets
passenger
car, and he gets car sick too. We forgot to mention that.
He always wants to sit.
He
wants to sit in the front because he gets car sick in the back. But
yeah. That's hilarious. But they give him the barf bucket. Sit in the back, Ron. But I get sick, guys.
But I can't sleep in the front seat. I'm too big.
Brian's sitting on Ron when he's in the back seat with Dom, or whoever's in the back seat sits on Ron.
It's hard to have someone sitting in the middle when you need to shift gears.
One point, me, Emily.
I also very much enjoyed the crossover that pulls in another universe. I thought that was very, very funny.
Good pull.
And I do like the whole building of another character. And I do like
leaving us on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, a cliffhanger. And I like the social media marketing. But at the end of
where
the day,
you suffer.
But at the end of the day. I actually think I have to change my underwear when I go home because I think I peed a little bit because I was
Don
laughing
John?
So hard
Don
about,
mom
about like the dumb older brother.
Because everyone's too competent in these movies.
Boys, don't forget to take your brother with you on your crime.
Ma, they gotta respect me on their own.
So I think I have to get into Jimmy.
I like the thing of them driving away and him running behind them. Wait!
For me. Mom said you have to take me.
All right, lock the door.
Yeah, so I gotta give it to Jimmy just on the pure, I'm crying laughing, and I peed my pants a little bit.
So what now, Mike?
I always love a good perspective shift, so if something's always been there that we were never allowed to pay attention to, or, that you can, I'm sure you could go back and re-canon him in certain places.
That's what I mean. You CGI, Forrest Gump.
Yeah, 100%. But, instead, or with Brian.
No, it's Ron meeting Nixon.
This movie has no problem.
I gotta pee.
You know how they retroact, for us, for Star Wars, how they put characters in movies that, are CGI.
Yeah.
In film movies that don't belong there.
Yeah.
This works, though, because we've already put Brian in.
Ron would drink 15 Dr. Peppers.
Right. So all of that works. At the same time, the blood of my blood over here who decided to just...
The blood of my blood.
Who realizes
the blood of my gasolina.
The fuel to... The combustion to my gasolina.
It's premium gasolina.
It's gasolina.
Oh, my God.
Salina.
And that's her last name.
Yeah. That's Gina Gasolina. That is a heritage. That is on her family crest in Cuba. At the same time, seeing the money that Fast and the Furious can no longer make, and to continue it to anchor it to something like Nintendo,
right? It could become a game now,
bro.
Tell me you wouldn't play the Fast and the Furious Mario Kart game.
Oh my god. Dom,
holy shit!
Metal shells on a charger.
Oh
right?
My god!
Or being able to bring back a ghost version of Brian to drive the car he died in. Oh, that's heartless. But hopefully his daughter's not listening. But doing those things are they're okay with that. Let's get absurd. So
money wins all.
I genuinely want to see your character in Fast and the Furious. Mm. But I gotta go with Bowser.
Bowser!
Martin's gonna be so mad that there's a three-way tie.
What we need is someone online. We need our whoever's watching, listening to this. We
Somebody
need you.
Somebody has to split this.
Charles?
We need everyone to...
No, we're not calling Charles today.
We need to call him up on his Valentine's date with Claudia. Hello, Charles?
All right, we need you to listen to all three pitches.
But we need someone... We need you guys to tell us who wins.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we all think we're very funny, apparently.
Martin would be so mad.
He'd be so angry.
We should get Martin to tell us.
Martin, listen to this episode and then you tell us. Yeah.
He's like, you all lose because you didn't pick a winner.
Mine is better.
Listener, you
can negative
be the,
points for all of you.
We've done this before, and I've thought over the years, we've had who wins the most.
Oh god!
But that's not as fun
it's
as
me.
a point. I think point system, F1 gets it. A lot of the sports get it with the points. NHL gets it. it's fair where you can have a run and then you can have nothing and then you can have another run. So
they used to do an old show on ESPN that I watched called Around the Horn, and they would have four sports journalists and they'd have a topic and everyone would get to talk and you'd get more points the more the host agreed with you.
Interesting.
Wow.
And then if he didn't agree with you, you'd get muted.
That sounds like the kind of job I want. I give points to people who say things I like, and I mute the people. Actually, that's just my real life.
They'd be like, LeBron's the greatest ever.
That's my real life. I'm in my blocking era. I just like...
I think we could have something like that, Mike.
I want listener to decide this one. So if you're listening to this episode and you think you're going to be the first one to do it, do it. Vote for who wins. Be the deciding factor in this week's winner. Give a point to Jimmy, myself, or Emily via voicemail, via comment in when this episode drops. You can go back and post on it if you want. You can comment at Spotify, actually, about all this shit, too. I just found that out. You know Spotify makes us clips for us?
Really?
Oh, I didn't know that. Wait,
after your episode is up for X amount of time, they dissect 3-minute clips for you.
So they have clips of us on Spotify?
They've done it for us.
Really?
Yeah.
So if I go and look at our Spotify right now, there's clips there of us.
There are audio clips of the last episode.
Really?
Broken down to topics.
Wait, so wow. I can leave a comment on Spotify on a podcast?
On any podcast.
This sounds like we're feeding into Mike's advertisement here, but we actually genuinely don't.
I'm about to go leave a comment on the real debate.
These are real things that we are just learning in real time for you all.
I'm just going to say something like Emily is so
more Emily
and talented and smart.
We want more Emily.
Okay, I left a comment. I said, I hope Devin Sawa hears this and knows he's loved.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, listener, we love interactions. So, like I said earlier.
Rental Family, a heartfelt Japanese drama. This is great.
Great review, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Leave us a voicemail, make a comment, send an email. It's all in the show notes. You can email us.
We love you.
We do love you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we talked sexy for you today.
Yeah, yours was surprisingly not horny.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, no, it's...
It was a little.
Sure. Gasoline.
Yeah, we know what you're thinking.
Fast and Furious. Are we going to go see it in the theaters?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I think I will.
That's the theater movie.
I'll go see it with you.
No, it isn't.
I want to see it in the one that has the around the sides, you know? 100%.
Screen X.
Screen X.
I'll go do it. 100%.
Yeah.
I wish I saw Predators in the theater. So
me too.
I'm like, you know what? I have come to the conclusion that I always go see the movies that I want to see in the theater, but I should go see the movies that are made for the theater.
Yeah.
That are made for the theater, right?
Like you don't have your Odyssey ticket already?
I don't, actually. I missed that. I missed that boat. But I did talk to the guy who made the boots for Odyssey.
Yeah.
That's one episode back.
Yeah. No big deal. Good plug.
So cool.
Also made the boots for Superman.
No big deal.
Jimmy, did you listen to it yet? Did you hear the part where he's like, we just made these boots. He tried them on, and then David was like, I love them. And they were like, okay, those are the boots.
That's it.
That's amazing.
And he did that across, like, they shipped them. He didn't. Like,
that's nuts. He does it from his factory, his lab.
It from his factory, and then they try it on there, and then they go with the change.
Well, it's like Doug working out of his factory.
100%. Yeah. You go to your changes after, but the fact that there were no changes and David was happy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Go listen to that episode, listener, because...
I can't believe I missed that one. My stupid dog died.
That's totally fine.
How dare she?
Charles and I just sat here. Listener, you can go listen to it. Charles and I just sat here being like, whoa, no way, cool, awesome, fanboy, 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 so... It's
did you tell him you gave it a 3 out of 5? You piece of shit.
You did now. Because he listens to the show. The boots are a 5 out of 5, Jeff, but the movie was a 3.
It wasn't. It was also a 5.
It was 5. A 10 for me.
Yeah.
I've
10.
I've been Gina Gasolina.
I am a blue shell coming from behind.
And his name is Ron Cena.
When I see you again. Now that he's not wrestling anymore, can we use his music?
No. He's a platinum selling rap artist.
Oh, that's right. Watch all the movies.
Those are his songs.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye,
we miss you, John.
We miss you, John. Bye.
Thank you for a very enjoyable game.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.